98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
You're very welcome back to Dublin Talks. Lauren Kelly in for Adrian today. And still getting lots of messages in about our previous topic, but I'm going to move on. I will maybe get back to a few of them a little later on about businesses closing. Thank you so much for all the reaction we got on it. Great to hear from you and great to speak to you. But I would like to hear from you if you like to go out for a jog. If you go running regularly, get in touch with me, 087 798 98 98. Because obviously, as Adrian spoke about earlier in the week, with gyms closing now, there is going to be people who need to exercise, people who want to get out, get a bit of fresh air, you know, mind themselves. It's good to just to get a sweat on, get out. You know, it's such a stressful time for people and people really enjoy running. And during the first lockdown, obviously the weather was quite fine and we were all on this buzz of getting out and walking and running and things like that. This time of year, it's a little different. It's darker. It's dark in the morning, it's dark in the evening. And for some of us, it can be quite scary to go out for a run. And when I say some of us, I mean women in particular. And I saw quite a lot of chat about this on Twitter the other night. And I would like to know if you agree with me. Is it quite scary to go for a run in the dark as a woman? If it's something that has ever crossed your mind when you're going out, whether it's early morning or in the evening time, I would like to speak to you. 087 798 98 98. Drop me a WhatsApp. I would like to hear your experiences because we spoke about this ourselves in our meeting this morning. And myself and Aoife were chatting and just the things that you think of as a woman being out alone in the dark are not things that ever really cross a man's mind. It's just the way it is, a lot of people say. And it's frightening and it's scary. And if you have ever experienced what I'm talking about, I would love to hear from you. Maybe you're listening to this and you're thinking, and as someone commented on Twitter the other night, if you're afraid of the dark, that's your problem. But why I want to talk about this today is why we're afraid of the dark. Why we're afraid to go out running at night. If you've ever gone for a run at night and felt threatened or intimidated or that maybe this wasn't the best thing to do, I would like to hear from you. 0877 98 98 98. Jeremy couldn't believe, Aoife and I were saying in the meeting that quite often, if I'm just out for a walk, but definitely if I'm out for a run, I'll have my keys in between my fingers, ready. And that is something, I don't think men ever have that worry. I don't think men have to think about protecting themselves at night out for a run or a walk. Do you agree? 087 798 98 98. Maybe you completely disagree with me and, you know, maybe you'll feel, do you know what, we all have to be careful. There's certain places you don't go at night. There's certain places that you don't run or walk alone. And this is not exclusive to women, but I really believe this is something that not a lot of men have ever experienced, that fear of being out alone at night. If running is something that you enjoy doing, how are you feeling about running at the moment in the dark? 087 798 98 98. Have this message from Dan. Let me know what you think.
It's actually much more dangerous for men to be out running, I think, at night time. I think there's more scumbags out there that will just beat you up for no reason than there is sexual predators, you know?
Very interesting, Dan. I don't know if I agree with you. Is it more dangerous for men to be out alone early in the morning or late in the evening for a run? 087 798 98 98. Going for a run in the dark, particularly as a woman, is it something that you think twice about? Let me know your thoughts. We should have Amy on the line. Hi, Amy.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you very much. Your thoughts on this one, Amy? Is it something you've ever had to think about?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like, you have men looking at you when you're running anyway, on any good day, even never mind in the dark. But, you know, even in the dark, you have creeps that just like to stare at you. So sometimes you get paranoid that they, you know, that someone might be after you. So I just use it to my advantage. It makes me run faster.
Being intimidated, feeling harassed, that's something that you have experienced before?
Not really, just like stares, like where you know that someone's having a good look at you. So I wouldn't, I don't know if you can classify that as harassment, but...
Well, it's feeling intimidated, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, just people having a good gawk at you. Yeah, that's it, really. Like, if they're driving by, you know, a beep or... Which might, you know, you might need to take it as a compliment, or I find it insulting anyway. I don't really like it. It puts me off, it makes me nervous.
Yeah, absolutely. It's yeah, it's very inappropriate. Going for a run in the dark, whether it's early in the morning or late in the evening at the moment, Amy, is it something that you would do?
Yeah, I went last night. It was the first time now I've been running like the whole summer, the first time that I've been out in the dark. And yeah, it definitely adds, especially in places where it's low, like lighting. It would make you more nervous for sure.
So, like, do you have a specific route you take? Do you know kind of where?
I do. I would never run in the dark where, like, it's not, you know, where there aren't cars or, like, houses that you run by. I'd never run in the dark in a park or...
Why is that?
I'd be way too nervous. You'd be afraid someone's going to jump out of the bushes there.
This is it. And I think sometimes, you know... Like, lads will kind of laugh at that, be like, ah, oh, come on, you know. But that is a genuine fear as a woman that you will be attacked.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
So you avoid parks, you avoid laneways, or I always am a bit nervous if you drive past, or sorry, if you drive past, if you run past a driveway that's kind of dark that you could be dragged in. You know, it is something that we have to think about.
You do. When you're running, you get these scenarios into your head and. Like, it does. It can scare the life out of you.
Absolutely. Amy,
especially when you're running, you don't have a lot to, like, you know, your mind is wandering. So you start imagining these scenarios that someone's behind you or...
Do you listen to music when you're running?
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you wouldn't be able to hear someone. That's something that, you know, but obviously you like listening to music when you're running. We all do. It kind of keeps you going, but you need to have your wits about you. I'd love to hear from some lads on this one. Do you think we're being dramatic? Is it something that you've ever had to think about? 0877 98 98 98. Amy, thanks a million for your time. We have Claire next on the line. Hi, Claire, you're on 98 FM.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. How are you today?
Not so bad. I agree totally with that lady.
Okay.
Absolutely, totally. Yeah, I've had experiences and things like that, and I wouldn't go near out in the dark. If I was on my own, I would keep to well-lit areas.
And why is that, Claire?
I've had gawkers. I've had people literally, verbally, literally about my anatomy, about my upper part, what a fine pair, my bum.
So... Whistling. Unwanted attention.
Exactly. And it is, you know, it does grate on you. But I also agree about the men also, that men are, it's just as dangerous for men to be out there on their own as it is for a woman.
Do you think
by
so?
By standards, yes, it is. The numerous times that I'm hearing of youngsters, young men coming home from wherever they're coming, and like 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're being set upon and one thing and the other. Yes, I do.
Okay, and I appreciate that. And I think, look, yes, and you know, people being jumped, and yes, you hear of young men and women being attacked by groups. But I suppose what I've been trying to get at with this conversation is that feeling of, you know, attacks of a sexual nature, that is not something that men have to worry about as much as women. That if you're out for a run as a fit young man, you're not going to expect or think that maybe someone might drag you into a ditch and attack you as much as a young woman might.
No, absolutely. I agree with you on that. And that has, like, I would say, I don't know about what the COVID is at the moment, like how many is allowed out at a time, like, you know, in a group, maybe it's only 2 or 3. I would say safety in numbers as regarding females on that score. If you're going out on your own, try and keep to a very well-lit area and where there's people and things like that. Mm. If you go with your gut instinct and you don't feel safe, just don't go.
Always trust your gut. I absolutely agree.
Look around your community, see what your community can offer you in an alternative or whatever, you know, but absolutely not. And given like what's going on, there is opportunities out there, and more so now with what's going on today.
Okay, Claire.
You know, and it is scary and it is frightening for a female. And I know I have been scared. Big time.
Thank you for coming on Dublin Talks this morning, Claire. Good to speak to you. And sorry to cut you short. We're just going to have to head over to the news in a sec. But that's the point. That is, you know, exactly what I'm getting at is safety in numbers and have to think about where you're running. As a woman, I find that so, so frustrating that they're the things that we have to think of before we go for a run. Because there are opportunists out there, as Claire said, because there are sexual predators out there. If you're with me on this one, I would love to speak to you today. 0877 98 98 98. Or as Dan said, is it something that lads worry about as well? Let me know. You're welcome back to Dublin Talks with Lauren standing in for Adrian today. And I've been asking you about your experiences jogging in the dark, whether that's early in the morning or late at night at the moment, and how comfortable you are out there. And I made the point that, in my opinion, it's a lot more frightening for women to be out running in the dark. And a lot of men are not happy about that. So get involved. 0877 98 98 98. We'll be chatting to a few of those men. I have all the WhatsApp voice notes coming in from the lads. I'll be getting to them in a few seconds. But first, I want to chat to Sue. Sue, you're on 98 FM. What happened to you one night while out jogging in the dark?
It was probably about 5 o'clock, and I was jogging up the road, and it's a road that it can be dark. But anyway, I kind of glanced and saw that someone was coming out, a man was coming out of his house, and I crossed over anyway to the other side of the road, and I could see that he crossed over as well. So I just, there was another road that I could go down to cut my jog short, so I did, and I just legged it down there and ran home.
And chances are, Sue, that man was just walking. And
well, I don't know. He was I saw him walking out of his house, and then he picked up speed. Like, Maybe it wasn't. I don't know, but I wasn't willing to take that chance.
And this is it. And I know there's men getting in touch, and I have a few WhatsApps to get to you in a second of people saying that this is man bashing. It's not. It's just to try and get across that that is a fear that we live with as women. As I said, chances are that man was completely innocent, but in the back of your head, you have that fear.
I mean, I had my earphone in, my headphone in. I ended up taking it out, one of them out, just to be on the safe side. And yeah, like, I didn't have anything with me, so, you know, if someone's going to do something, they're going to do something, and, you know, I mean, I'm not trying to bash every man or anything like that.
No, neither am I. But it is something that crosses your mind when you're out alone.
Men going for a jog in the dark, like, they're not going to, the chances of them being dragged somewhere and been attacked or raped or whatever is a hell of a lot less than a woman, to be honest.
Yeah,
you know,
and that is fact. That is fact. Women are more often attacked, you know, in a sexually motivated attack, you know, and it is the world we live in, and that is an absolute fact. Is that women are the victims of violent crimes at the hands of men, and as I agree with you, that is not man bashing. That is just fact. And when we go out for a run, that is something that is always in the back of our mind.
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm very much doubt, even as the other women were on, how many times is a man jogging across along a road and a car is beeping or, you know, looking at him in his shorts or tracksuit bottoms, whereas a woman, or even my husband made a comment about somebody who was jogging on the road, and he goes, oh, she's not wearing a good sports bra. Like, it was just a comment, but still, like, you know, people are staring. You know, we have things that move when we jog.
But I do feel that men at times are intimidated, and I feel sometimes a group of women or a group of girls in a car or whatever could intimidate a guy. I'm not denying that happens, but I do agree with you, it happens an awful lot more to women.
Like, I mean, my husband would go out and jog on the road and wouldn't have an issue, wouldn't think of anything, whereas I certainly wouldn't anyway. Now, in the evening times, I won't be going for a jog because it's just be too late. And I'm just not comfortable in putting myself in that sort of situation, because some people would be saying, if something did happen, why did you go out in the dark?
Yeah, you know? This is it. And even someone saying earlier on, like, Claire was like, go out in groups. Like, we shouldn't have to. But I know, I understand that there are certain things or certain places that you don't go because obviously you don't want to put yourself in danger. But the whole point of this conversation is that we shouldn't feel like we have to do those things because, you know, we just shouldn't, we shouldn't be attacked in the first place.
We shouldn't, but unfortunately, just,
you know, that's just the way it is. Mm-hmm. Like,
I want to play you this WhatsApp voice note too. There's a lot of them coming in, and if people want to get involved, it's 0877 98 98 98. Have a listen to this one.
Jesus Christ, if you're that nervous about going out jogging, just don't do it. Just stay at home. Talk about making a mountain out of a molehill.
Oh, it's not playing. Sorry, Jeremy's after telling me. I think it was just very quiet.
I think I could hear something. If you're not comfortable, don't go out.
If you're not comfortable, don't go out. But this is, but like, that's.
But then it means that I'm not going to jog.
Exactly. How about, you know, don't attack women who are out jogging, and then they can go out jogging whenever they want, you know? But look, there is, as I said, a lot of those messages coming in, so I'm going to fly through them. Sue, look, good to speak to you. Thanks very much for coming on.
Thanks.
Good to have you today. Sue won't go out jogging at night now because she does have that fear. Sorry, now that message didn't play too clearly. I'll try it again there. It's just quite one, I think.
Jesus Christ, if you're that nervous about going out jogging, just don't do it. Just stay at home. Talk about making a mountain out of a molehill. Look.
Do you feel it's making a mountain out of a molehill? Your sense of safety when you're out for a run? Let me know. Tommy says men also feel scared at times.
Hi, I disagree with your points completely. I think men also fear going down dark alleys and dark roads. I, for one, if I do go for a run, I always go down lightened roads where people walk by or cars go by. I think your approach is sexism in practice. And why? Because the original point was about jogging at night, and you found out that men also have that fear, and now you're going on to the sexual predator role. But men have the physical threat. So where women have that threat of being sexually abused, men have the threat of being robbed and killed or beaten up, etc. So I think both genders or both sexes have that fear, and I think it's important for the media to open up their minds and look at the evidence rather than making presumptions and increasing the perception that men aren't afraid of things because it's wrong.
And I think that's a really fair point to make, Tommy. And I think a lot of men are getting in touch agreeing with you, saying that men are fearful sometimes for their safety out running in the dark. And that absolutely was the first point about running in the dark and how frightening that can be. But I suppose the reason I find it frightening as a woman running in the dark is that I will be attacked in a sexually motivated attack, that it's something that is probably more likely to happen to me. But I do take your point, and thank you for making it. I think you made it really well, that men also have fears of being attacked and have to be careful and mindful of where they run at night. So thank you for getting involved in the conversation. Colin feels that this is man bashing.
Can you please stop the man bashing, please? Thank you. We're not all rapists. That's a bit of a joke, isn't it, in fairness? Get over yourselves there.
It's not a joke, and it's not man bashing, and 100% not all men are rapists. But the point being that it is a fact that women are more likely to be attacked and raped than men. There are so many more women murdered worldwide every year than men in sexually motivated attacks. And as Tommy said a minute ago, where is the evidence? That is fact. More women are murdered at the hands of men around the world, every year. Whether or not you agree with that, and look, I completely appreciate not all men are rapists. I get that. And I'd like that whole campaign of not all men, 100%. But it is something that when you're going out for a run as a woman, I mentioned, you know, your keys between your knuckles. How many men? Get in touch with me and let me know right now. 0877 98 98 98. Tommy, maybe you're one of these. Have you ever gone out for a run and put your keys between your fingers? In your knuckles, so if someone did attack you, you were ready to fight back. Be honest, as a man, have you ever done that? Because I guarantee you there's women listening who have. We have Louise next on the line. Hi, Louise.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, Louise. Do you think this is man bashing?
No, I don't, not at all. As I said in my message, I suffer with anxiety anyway. I could go, like, during the summer, bright evening, spring, anything like that, I'd walk and go off. I could walk the earth, I could run, I'll jog, whatever I need to do, I'll go out and I'll do it. I think when the evenings are brighter, there's a lot more people around. I think just as a woman, you feel safer because I think no matter what, no matter where you go, you're always going to meet people, if that makes sense. I'd say the past week, I haven't gone out in the evenings at all just because I've noticed that it's getting darker. It's just that nothing has ever happened to me. Nothing has ever happened to anybody around me. But it's just this fear of what I have. And it's even like something, if I have to even just walk around to the local shop, it's nearly the way I'd have to psych myself up to even just go outside the house in I suppose on the off chance that I did meet someone or if someone did come out, and I automatically get this panic inside of me. And as you said about holding your keys, I'm the exact same. During the summer, I could be...
Oh, I've kind of lost you there, Louise. Are you still with me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. So what is the fear, Louise? What is it that you are most afraid of when you're out on your own?
It's just somebody coming up behind me. Someone grabbing me. Someone... And I mean, I'm not even saying male. It could be a female. Like, it's just an initial fear of somebody just approaching me. And I mean, even if I'm walking, I see someone coming towards me. I do. I panic. I can feel myself panicking. And I just feel myself tightening, say, the keys in my hand. And I can nearly feel like my breathing gets heavier. And it's just this fear what just comes until I'm actually past that person, or that person passes me out, or do you know what I mean? It's just, once, I don't know what it is, it's just, it's an awful feeling to have.
And I think, to be fair, I think that is something that whether you're male or female, you can experience. And
yeah.
and that is, it's an anxiety. It's something that must be so frightening when it comes on you.
Mm.
I take the points of the men who've been in touch so far, and there's a lot more to come of the voice notes. 0877 98 98 98, by the way, if you want to get in touch. I'm not saying that men aren't fearful. I'm not saying that there isn't threats out there to men. I suppose what the initial point I was trying to make was, is that this is something that, as a woman, I find, and a number of women who've gotten in touch have made the point as well, that in the back of your head, it is there. That, like, I mentioned in the office this morning as well, is that I'll often see a woman walking down the road on her own, and I'll make a note of what she's wearing. Because if something happens to her, if she goes missing, I don't know why that is, but I know I've heard of other people doing that as well. That it's just something as women we have in the back of our minds, is that on your own, you're at risk. I think I've lost Louise there in that rant. Sorry about that, Louise. We have Peter next on the line. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Lauren. How are you getting on?
Good, thank you very much. What are your thoughts on this one, Peter? Am I man bashing? Is this sexist?
No. No, absolutely not, Lauren. I run a lot. I run in the mornings, I run at night time, I run weekends, rain, hail, snow. Look, I have actually some built up fears myself. My wife does go out walking the dog sometimes in the morning, in dark mornings in the winter. And I would say to her, make sure you walk the lit up area, you know, to make sure that you've got your phone with you, be vigilant, because you never know. And women are more vulnerable than men. And I don't care what bloke is out there saying this is man bashing. Get over yourself, whoever is out there thinking that. It's not man bashing. This is just the natural law of it. This is what happens. I will not be... the chances of me being, you know, attacked in a sexually motivated about, you know, 3% compared to, you know what I mean? So, you know, it's the truth. And you're right. It is. However, I do have fears myself when I'm out running, Lauren. You know, if I'm running at night time and I'm in a dark area and there's a group, you know, it could be a group of people that's doing absolutely nothing, but I still have that fear that there's a chance that I could end up being beaten up, mugged, robbed, because I have earphones on, I carry a phone, I wear a running watch, you know what I mean? And these type of things can be quite, you know, easy on the eye for someone that wants to rob you.
100%. And no one is disputing that. Men can 100%. Be attacked. Men can be beaten up. And Tommy, I think, made such a good point earlier on that there are places that if you look down a laneway that's dark and you look down the laneway beside and it's well lit, any of us will go down the one that's well lit. But 100%. What I'm trying to get to is what's going on in our minds, what our fears are. Like, your fear going out for a run on your own is not the same fear you have for your wife walking the dog on her own.
No, you know what I mean? Like, my fear for my wife is that if she was attacked, what would happen?
Yeah.
And that fear alone actually puts a really, really rotten feeling in my stomach, you know what I mean? So only imagine that feeling in a lady, you know, when she's out running and then she feels that.
Mm-hmm.
That tightening up,
I'm really sorry now, Peter. I'm losing you there. But I appreciate...
I was just saying that tightening up feeling that lady was explaining a minute ago, that's that type of feeling I'm getting, even thinking about my wife being out walking in the dark and something happening.
All right, Peter, good to have you on Dublin Talks today. Thanks for coming on. And I hope it is becoming more clear. I hope that I'm expressing what I'm trying to say a bit better than maybe Tommy or some of the other messages felt I was, that I understand that men have fears as well. But as Peter articulated there, his fear for himself out running on his own is a completely different fear than he has for what might happen to his wife. You know, for her walking at alone in the mornings or in the evenings with the dog, and how vulnerable she is alone. And whether we like to admit it or not, we are more vulnerable and we are more often the victims of sexually motivated attacks. There are so many messages coming in on all this, and I really want to get to them all. So Mark is very annoyed about this conversation altogether. I think, did I play this one already? Sorry if I did.
Oh, well, guys, that's great. So now you're going to have a guy going out for a walk in the evening time, and you're going to see a woman coming towards him jogging. The guy's going to think twice, probably cross the road. The woman's going to cross the road. He's going to cross back. She's going to cross back. And then he's labelled a fucking rapist or an attacker. Yeah, well done, guys. Man bashing as usual. Hey, always in the wrong.
I don't get your point, Mark, to be honest, is that if a man goes out for a walk and he's perfectly innocent, like Sue said earlier on, chances are the man she saw out in the walk was perfectly innocent. But if someone crossed the road, and to be honest, Mark, maybe there's nothing wrong with being mindful of women out jogging alone when you're out for a walk. Maybe if we were all a bit more mindful of one another. But I don't know how a man crossing the road back and forth and the woman crossing the road back and forth automatically makes everyone think makes that man a potential rapist. You're annoyed and that's fine. But as Sue said, we're not saying that that man was going to attack her. We're saying that that was the fear she had. That's the fear that she has when she goes out on her own. She knows maybe it's an irrational fear, but it's there. 087-798-9898. Dermo's next. Hi, Dermo.
Morning, Lauren. How are you?
Good, thanks very much. Your thoughts on this one, please.
You know, I was just thinking to myself, you know, they say that all men aren't rapists, which is true. But all men have the potential to be rapists. That's what I'd be thinking there now. As regards to, you know, having the same, like, You don't go down jogging down laneways, regardless of whether you're a man or a woman, if it's not well lit. You don't take unnecessary chances when you're out for a run.
I get that, and I think, you know, and the more I think about Mark's message there, he was making the point that, you know, well, everyone is going to be looked at suspiciously now. Is that everyone should be? It should be thought of as a potential danger. Is that maybe? And that's why so many men are annoyed about this today. Is that's not fair either.
I don't think that's... Look, I can't see that happening anyway. You know, the thing that I have, the bugbear, my biggest bugbear is, for men and women, is the earphones thing. Like, I drive a big wee van with orange flashing lights, and I'm going down parkways and park lanes and stuff like that in the area that I walk in, and I can come right up behind the jogger girl on her own, and there'll be trees on either side. Now, I'm driving a big van, and she won't even know I'm there. That we just don't get when you're out on your own. Like, if you're going into situations like that where you're not on the side of a main road or stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
you need to be able to listen.
You need to be aware of your surroundings. And I think if more people were aware of their surroundings, you probably wouldn't be having this conversation now as it is, you know?
Okay, yeah, good to hear from you, Dermot. Thanks a million for coming on. Good to speak to you today. I don't know how I feel about the whole idea of everyone having all men, as Dermot said, he said, not all men are rapists, but every man has the potential to be. I don't know if I agree with that either, and that's not what I set out to imply with this conversation. And I understand, as a man listening to this, you might feel it is man bashing. My intention with this conversation, and what so many women who've been getting in touch have been saying, is this is how we feel. We're not calling you a rapist. We're not identifying you personally as a threat. But this is how we feel when we go out alone at night, is that we are vulnerable. Let me know your thoughts. 087-798-9898. You're very welcome back. Lots of people getting involved in this conversation, and it's very, very mixed, I've got to say. There's a lot of women very annoyed about this, a lot of men very annoyed about what I had to say. And then, you know, we heard Peter just before the break there absolutely agreeing that women are far more vulnerable out on their own, walking or jogging early in the morning or late at night when it is dark. Let me know your thoughts. 087-798-9898. Tara is very annoyed.
The absolute cheek of that man saying that we're making mountains out of molehills, that's just ridiculous. It's known that women are attacked when they're on their own, and you always have opportunists and perverts and sexual predators, and if they see a woman down a dark street on their own, they will pounce. And I go out running. I only joined a running club a couple of weeks ago, and now it's shut down. Obviously, it finished up this week due to the level 5 restrictions. So I wanted to go out running last night. So what I done was I put my daughter on her scooter and she came along with me. Now, we went before it got dark, and I'm even still nervous going, even before it gets dark, I am, and even with my daughter with me. I think, yeah, it's just awful that women feel like that. It's just because there's so many attacks happening to women, and we're obviously much more vulnerable when we're on our own. So we're not making mountains out of molehills. It is an issue.
Let me know if you agree. There's a few more messages here and I will get to them, believing that this is scaremongering. 087-798-9898. Kieran, you're on 98FM. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, thank you. Kieran, am I man bashing?
No, kind of. I think some of the listeners are, and I think there was complete paranoia from that woman and the other woman who said she was jogging up the road, and the guy was coming out of his house who was probably just going to work or even going to the shop for his missus or something. I believe in a way that this has been brought on by the whole feminist movement and the paranoia and the fear, you know, when all the stuff came out about the likes of the wine scenes and all that stuff. I kind of think it's kind of a misogynistic argument as well, in a way that it's, what you call it, because nowadays, oh, it has to be seen that men and women are fully equal. Now, unfortunately, we're not fully equal. I mean, men biologically are stronger than women. I don't think there's much misandry here, to be honest.
Okay. You know all the paranoia you were talking about, Kieran, and all, you know, the feminism that you mentioned and the Me Too movement, that's all there for a reason, is because women were exploited and you know, and
well,
attacked.
I'm not saying it shouldn't be there. Obviously, it should be there, and it's important to have issues raised. Yeah, these things have happened, so please don't misquote me. You know, I think that what you call it, I just think there's too much paranoia out there and there's too much fear. Unfortunately, everything has its, you know, quirks and its perks. All good things can have knock-on negative effects. You know, you get the feminazis out there who would say all men are this, all men are that, blah, blah.
And that's not what I'm trying to do. I amn't trying to say that all men are rapists or have the potential to be rapists. What I've been trying to get across is that women feel vulnerable. And I think you were agreeing with that, you know, we are more vulnerable out on our own.
Yeah. But okay. People in general are vulnerable, more vulnerable at night time. It's natural instinct. Your instincts kick in. That's what happens. When I'm out on my own at night, I even feel vulnerable, and I'm a man, you know?
Okay, yeah, I take that, Kieran, and a few men have made that point, so I appreciate that. Thanks for coming on 98FM.
Thank you very much.
Good to speak to you this morning. Okay, I appreciate where Kieran is coming from. Let me know your thoughts. 087-798-9898. A lot of men very upset about this, and Aoife thinks that that's ridiculous. Hi, Aoife.
Hi.
Aoife, a lot of men getting in touch to say that I'm very sexist, this is man bashing and making mountains out of molehills. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's ridiculous. Like, the fact that they're even taking it personally in the first place says a lot about them. Like, it's something so serious that happens to so many.
Wow, that was pretty dramatic. Aoife, are you there? We'll try. Her network is gone. Her phone line just dropped. We'll get her back straight away. And this is the thing, is that it's not about you personally. I'm not calling you a predator. I'm not saying that you are likely to attack a woman out on her own. It's that women are more vulnerable. Now, Kieran disagrees. Tommy disagrees. A lot of men have been getting in touch to say, no, we are all vulnerable out on our own in the evenings. Then we had Peter a little earlier on saying, no, the fear I have for myself on my own is not the same as the fear I have for my wife when she's out on her own. Now, I mentioned there's a lot of women getting in touch that don't agree with this either. And Emma is one of them. She's on the line, or on the WhatsApps here.
Hi, this is Deirdre. Just listening to your piece about running, it's actually quite dangerous, some of the stuff that you're saying. You're actually going to put a lot of fear in both women and men's minds to go out for a run if you think that everyone is just going to attack you as you run. If you're so worried about running in the dark, then plan your runs early in the morning or at lunchtime. And don't run at night. Don't run in the dark. It's that simple. But it's quite dangerous. Everything you're saying, it's kind of like scaremongering. I run every evening, and sometimes if it's too dark, then I time my run earlier. I move my schedule around, or I go out early in the day. But can you please just stop saying all those dangerous messages? You're actually going to put fear in people. And yes, it is man bashing what you're doing. Thanks, Deirdre.
Deirdre believes it is man bashing. Sorry, we should have Aoife back on the line. Hi, Aoife.
Hi. Hiya.
Now, you heard Deirdre's message there that a lot of this is dangerous in her opinion.
No, I think, I don't know what it is about. People are afraid to have these conversations, and I don't know what it is. I think it's an Irish thing, like, the country has kind of gotten to a point where we're getting somewhere, and then we kind of take two steps back. Like, people are still afraid to have these conversations. Like, I'm 22 years of age, I go to college in Dublin, I commute from Kildare, which is, like, 3 hours up and 3 hours home. So if I'm in college late at night, I'm travelling home in the dark on my own, getting, like, two darts, two buses. And, you know, you meet some characters out late at night and in the dark and you're on your own. Like, what do? You're far from home. There's no one to help you.
I appreciate that. And do you feel, as Deirdre said, that maybe we need to work our schedules a bit better so that we're not alone in the dark?
I don't think that's very fair. I don't think that's very fair that people should be having to, like, so I'm not allowed to go for a run at night time in case I get attacked. So therefore, I have to go early in the morning to, you know, make it easier for everyone else. I don't think it's fair. No one should be getting attacked in the first place, or no one should be feeling uncomfortable or that feel that they can't go for a run late at night. What if it doesn't fit someone's schedule? That's the time they need to go at what they're not allowed to go, because what if something happens to them?
Yeah, and I would kind of weigh on the side of that a bit, Aoife, is that, well, instead of, and it's like that conversation of, you know, well, tell girls not to wear short skirts and boys won't feel them up. It's that kind of thing. Yeah.
And the men coming on and saying, oh, all this feminist movement, it's absolutely nothing got to do with that. It's down to basic human respect and, like, decency, and, like, it's nothing to do with misogyny or feminism. Like, it's just, it's very basic, like, have respect for people, don't be in people's space. Like, women get attacked all the time. Women feel uncomfortable all the time. Even if it's not, like, a physical attack, we get shouted at. Mm-hmm. We have, like, things shouted at us.
Yeah, and look, I appreciate that everyone is more than entitled to their opinion, and I take Deirdre's point, but I think I would rather someone be on their guard than out running with their music blaring and not paying attention to their surroundings.
Yeah.
But look, Aoife, as I said, not everyone is agreeing with us on this one.
Absolutely,
it's really, really good to speak to you today. Thank you for your opinions.
Thanks.
And look, it is, that's why we're having the conversation. It's good to have these conversations. Robbie has been in touch on the WhatsApps, not happy with me.
I plan on taking my dog out for a walk after work later on. Should the two of us be wearing We Are Not Rapists t-shirts? Just so a woman might feel a bit more comfortable going up and down the road. Absolute joke.
Now, Robbie, like, I kind of feel my reaction to you is the kind of same my reaction was to Mark earlier on. I'm not calling you a rapist. I'm certainly not calling your dog a rapist. But this is not a personal attack at you. This is just how a lot of our callers who've been in touch, and I appreciate that a lot of them have been men as well, saying that people feel intimidated. They feel vulnerable out on their own. And it is something that women think about more than men, because they are more likely to be attacked in a sexually motivated attack than a man. That is fact. I'll leave you on this one from Emily.
Hi. Just sending this voice note in because I'm just been listening to you. Your station there, and I just think, like, that anyone could be attacked at any given time during the day. It doesn't necessarily mean only at night time. You know, you could be a man, you could be a woman, you could be a teenager out running. But I get the whole feeling, like, of nervousness. I think everyone feels that way anyways. You know, it's just initial reaction that you have. They're always on the guard for somebody, you know. I think it's just an instinct, really, you know, that people are just worried about people attacking, and especially now with everything that's going on, just people are just more nervous and more vulnerable, I think. Thanks, Emily.
Thanks, Emily, and good to hear from you. And a nice way to wrap it up, because I think it is something we're going to stay divided on. So best to end it there. Emily just saying, look, everyone is feeling the stress and feeling quite vulnerable at the moment. So thanks so much for that message, Emily. And great to have you all. Great to have all the voices that came on that conversation.
Every morning from 10, Dublin Talks on 98 FM.